Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller, episode number 65, Get Your Shift Together with Jonathan Van Horn.
Taking that risk, taking that bold action, that step is really where you find your greatest success and you find greatness.
Hi, this is Doug Vermeer, and I'm the author of Personal Power Mastery, which really is geared to helping you unlock your brilliance and your greatest potential within yourself. I want to actually share something that you need to know about. Dr. Brad Miller has an amazing podcast called Pathway to Promise. And if you can get yourself on there, it's going to help you lift your life to higher levels and to reach the things that you want to achieve in life and also accomplish a greater unlocking of your divine potential. So I'm going to encourage you to head on over and visit Dr. Brad Miller with Pathway to Promise. You'll be glad you did.
You're on the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. Brad believes every person has a God-given promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose, and that you must have a plan and a guide to get there. The Pathway to Promise podcast not only is your guide through the wilderness of depression and disappointment that stand between you and your promised life, but also brings you insights and direction from inspiring, successful thought leaders who have transformed their lives. Welcome to the Pathway to Promise. Now, here's Brad.
Hello, good people. Welcome to the Pathway to Promise podcast with Dr. Brad Miller. Honor, privilege. It is a joy to have you with me today on our episode of the Pathway to Promise, where it is our opportunity, it is our mission to help you to overcome adversity in your life to achieve your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. And we do that by teaching and leading and sharing encouraging stories of hope, and also by having conversations with people who have overcome adversity or in the process of helping others overcome adversity. And such is the case today, as we have a soccer player, coach, chaplain, and leader of helping people in the soccer world and professional athletes to find their next step in life. His name is Jonathan Van Horn. We'll be talking to him in a few minutes about his program called Shift, Get Your Shift Together. We did want you to know that here at the Pathway to Promise podcast, we are here to be helpful to you. And you can go to our website, pathwaypromise.com, and find back episodes of the podcast that can be helpful to you. Great teaching and great conversations with leaders that will help you overcome any adversity in your life. It can be a death in the family. It can be overcoming something like a divorce or a health issue, maybe a financial reversal. Whatever it is, we can be helpful to you. That's my role in life. That's my purpose and my direction as a person who believes in life transformation, and we can do that together. You can also get a free gift at our website, pathwaypromise.com, called the 4-Minute Way, the 4-Minute Life Planning Guide, which will help you start and end your day successfully. You can subscribe to our podcast on iTunes and Stitcher, where we hope to be helpful to you. Today, our guest is Jonathan Van Horn. He is involved with Athletes in Action, which is a Christian ministry towards athletes. He is a person from the state of Michigan originally, and he landed in the ministry at Athletes in Action at Ohio State University, and now lives in North Carolina, where he is a chaplain to the North Carolina Railhawks, a national pro soccer team. And he is involved with a ministry and a mission to help athletes, particularly pro athletes, particularly pro soccer athletes, to find their next step in life after they have completed their professional careers. You're going to hear a lot about this here today. He talks about his process that he has, the journey that he took to move from a process to becoming a soccer player in college and professional level, and some of the things he had overcome to achieve that in his life, some transition points that he's had in his life, some important people in his life, and what he does now to be helpful to others in this rather unique niche of helping pro athletes to find their next step in their process when they move from out of the professional ranks into whatever the next step is in their life. I think you're going to find this conversation fascinating, and it'll be helpful to you in your life, particularly if you know any people who are athletes who need to move from this area of performance mentality to what's next in their life. I think you're going to find that particularly helpful. So let's get into our conversation with Jonathan Van Horn right now. Today we have a special guest with us who is an athlete and a coach and a director of helping other athletes in their life. His name is Jonathan Van Horn, and he is involved with Athletes in Action. He's the National Director of Pro Soccer Ministry for Athletes in Action, and he also serves as the team chaplain for the Carolina Railhawks, which is a NASL professional soccer team. And he lives in Cary, North Carolina with his wife, Rachel, and they have three daughters. And he has an awesome story to tell about his journey in the sport of soccer and faith and how he is looking to be helpful to athletes and other people as they transition from one phase in life to another. Jonathan, welcome to the Pathway to Promise.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate you having me on today.
Awesome. We are so glad you have us with us today here on Pathway to Promise. So, Jonathan, I just gave a little bit about your story there, but unpack it for me a little bit more. You grew up as an athlete and played college soccer and been involved with the pro soccer for a while. Tell us a little bit about that journey and then how you transition now to basically in a ministry or trying to help others who are transitioning.
Growing up, I'm actually originally from Michigan. And growing up, I grew up in an area where it was a farming community. And it was one of those things where football, basketball, and baseball were the sports. And that was it. Like, that's what you played. And if you were fast, you also ran track. But for whatever reason, I fell in love with this game, the game of soccer. And soccer was the sport that if you weren't good at anything else, then you played that sport. And for whatever reason, like I said, I just fell in love with the game. And that really set the path, the trajectory for where I'm at today. I continued to play growing up, traveled, did some travel soccer, got seen by a scout for a university outside of Columbus, Ohio, called Ohio Wesleyan University, and went on to have a successful four-year career there. And while in Columbus, the Columbus crew was just getting started in the late 90s, and that's when I was first introduced to Athletes in Action in this whole idea of where does your faith fit into sport. Usually it says your faith is one thing, your sport is another thing, family, different compartments. And this whole idea of integrating my faith into competition was a new idea. And I was like, wow, that sounds amazing. How do I do that? What does that look like? And that was my first introduction to Athletes in Action. And now my wife and I have been on staff with Athletes in Action for over 17 years. And it's been an amazing journey through the process.
That's awesome. And that's part of integrating faith into competition. Tell me about competition. How does competition help, the idea of competition help you not only in sports, things like that, but in terms of overcoming and dealing with the obstacles that people may find in life?
Yeah, competition is one of those just energizing environments in which you are pitted against someone else or an obstacle or something, a difficulty of some capacity. And it really begins to, in sports specifically, we talk about how competition really begins to reveal your character, reveals who you are and what makes you tick. And I would also add on to that. Also, I would say competition allows you to grow and to cultivate your character. Mm-hmm. Competition is when you get to really see who you are and what you're made of, but then it begins to give you opportunities and those obstacles and those difficulties to be able to overcome. Be willing to sacrifice for others, the willingness to be able to see yourself continue to grow and develop into something and something greater than where you're at in that moment.
So in competition, we have the building character element. We have the kind of the iron sharpens iron type of thing where you rub it when you go against something else that challenges you, that helps you to grow. So growth is a big part of what you're about, sounds like. Tell me about how this aspect of growing and overcoming challenges. What are some of the challenges that you may have faced or some adversity you may have faced or perhaps in some of the people you work with? What are some challenges that people face that competition and your life may give an example to?
Yeah, like I said, growing up in Michigan, soccer was the sport that, like, if you weren't really an athlete or good at anything else, you played. And I was definitely bucking the trend within my city. I love the game. And so there was a lot of it, like people, other parents would talk to my parents or people, other guys that I knew in the city, like, why are you playing this game? Like, you're wasting your talent. And there was a sense of, no, I love this game. I want to continue.
There was pressure on you to play football or basketball or something like that?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You know, there was, when I was 15, I was baseball and soccer were my two main sports. And when I was 15, I was hand selected for this team to go compete throughout the U.S. And I actually turned it down. And I had college coaches calling my parents going, why your son's throwing his college career away? All this up. And I'm like, I really don't care. I love the game of soccer. I'm going to continue to play and pursue. That's really my dream. And there was just a lot of people like, no, you're wasting your opportunity. You're wasting a free college scholarship to go play baseball. And I just like, that's not my dream. And one of the things I was very grateful for is my parents, my dad really championing me. He was a baseball guy. So it was a bit sort of a tug on him. He wanted me to continue to play baseball, but he realized that baseball was not my dream. And he said, hey, I'm going to champion you to go after what you want to pursue. And if soccer is it, then I'm all in with you. And that was a huge for me to have that from a confidence standpoint at 15, to be able to say, you know what? Yeah, I'm going to go for this. Even though 90%+ of the people around me are saying, no, don't go for it. That's a waste of time. Having my dad in my corner saying, no, let's go for it. I'm going to go with you. I'm going to journey with you in this process.
So it's a bit of a risk, wasn't it? Kind of taking a bold action, it sounds like to
Absolutely.
Me. Not only for yourself, but for your dad and everybody who stood up for you.
Yeah, no, it definitely was a risk.
You know, what do you think are the value is, Jonathan, of taking a bold action or kind of stepping out in faith when perhaps it might go against the norm or against expectations or kind of go even against what might be considered your better interest? What do you think are the benefits of taking bold action?
Yeah, I think taking that risk, taking that bold action, that step is really where you find your greatest success and you find greatness. It's being willing to put yourself out there, even though you may not have the path or clear path to whatever that destination may be, but it's putting yourself out there in those situations and really begin to see success come about. In addition to that, you really begin to see who you are. When you take that step of faith, you see your personality come out. You see who you're created to be come out. You see yourself.
Mm-hmm. What are some aspects of yourself that you found when you pushed yourself to go a different path than what your peers were doing? Yeah. What were some things revealed?
I think that's when I really first began to realize that I was a leader.
Okay.
My dad told me, you know, everyone has leadership qualities. Anyone can lead. But it's really in those moments that I was like, hey, I don't have to go with the flow. I don't have to go with the masses or what everyone else is doing. I can have confidence and the courage to really lead and first lead myself well, but also in turn have the capacity to lead others.
Mm-hmm.
That was, like I said, a turning point that I saw in my life as a leader. Even though I was 15, I was like, I can lead people, and not just people that are younger than me. I can actually lead up. I can lead those that are mm-hmm. are 16, 17, 18, and even those that were in college at the time because of taking those risks.
How have your leadership skills been manifested, not only then when you're growing up, but even now in your career? How has these challenges, these taking bold actions manifest itself in leadership influence on others?
Yeah, everything lives and dies on leadership. You know, so I think for me to continue to grow as a leader, I think is essential. The greater I become as a leader, whether it's in my home, with my wife, or within my ministry with Athletes in Action, the greater impact I can have with those that I'm influencing. Mm-hmm. And so leadership for me is something it's a daily challenge. It's something I always want to continue to push myself, continue to grow as a leader, develop as a leader,
mm-hmm.
Whether it's through reading or taking risks or, I just mentioned earlier, sorry, is the iron sharpening iron, just getting time with other people to glean from them, to hear what they're doing. To learn and walk humbly with other men.
Uh-huh. Awesome. Talk about iron sharpening iron. You talk about leading your path here in athletics, led you into ministry and some other things you've talked about here. What are some strength that you've drawn on? What is a higher power that you may have drawn into your life to help to give you strength to take these bold actions, give you the wherewithal in order to move forward? Tell me about the role of a higher power in your life.
Yeah, my faith is my faith in Jesus has radically transformed my life, and that's really what I've really gone after and pursued. You know, I think it first starts with a reality that is I'm fully loved and accepted. And that the freedom that gives me knowing that gives me the opportunity then to freely know and love other people. And that for me has been significant. Again, having that freedom and that confidence to say, hey, I'm accepted and I'm loved, allows me to take those risks when I'm initiating with other pro athletes, when I'm initiating with other people in the front office or ownership groups or other people just in my community. I'm able to take those risks and overcome the fear of rejection or fear of failure or any of these other fears that we can encounter because of the fact that I'm loved and I'm accepted by God.
Yeah, so that's the power that you kind of need to do what you need to do there. And then you mentioned that you feel like you're loved and have that yep. power within you. But speak to me a little bit about relationships, how that comes into play here in terms of helping to you or others to deal with problems, challenges in life. Tell me about loving relationships in your life yep. and how that helps fuel you to accomplish what you need to accomplish.
Yeah, I mentioned earlier as far as my father, you know, he has championed me since day one. And that is something that has given me the freedom to really go after the things that I'm passionate about. Like even like I said, at a young age, just sort of sit on his hip and just seeing what he did and observing him and watching him. It was a sense of, hey, come follow me and watch me do what I do. And then there was a sense of a subtle transition early in high school when he began to say, okay, you've seen me now do this. Now you can go. And it's okay if you make mistakes. It's okay if you fail. My love for you is not going to change or ebb and flow based on your performance. And so because of that, I had this immense confidence and freedom to really go after things. And whether it was traveling throughout the Midwest when I was 16, 17, because of soccer on my own, I was able to, he's like, hey, go. You got a game a couple hours away. That's fine. You can go by yourself. I trust you. Go for it. If that's going to help you pursue your goals of playing college soccer, then he was all for it. So really seeing that champion me in that regard. And then my wife, Rachel, my best friend, mm-hmm. allowing us to continue to not only to grow in our marriage, but again, she's continued to champion the dreams that we have for our family. Within Athletes in Action or within our ministry, we're able to minister together within the pro world. A lot of the pro athletes have families or wives, girlfriends, that kind of stuff. And so she's allowing us to minister and work together, but continuing that championing where I know I'm fully loved and I can continue to take those risks and take those challenges head on.
That's awesome. So it sounds like your relationship with your wife and then you've helped has been an embodiment helping you develop and nurture other relationships within the ministry that you have and the pro teams that you work with and things like that. And that, you know, developing healthy relationships is so important to, you know, having the wherewithal to overcome challenges in life. And so many of us have, broken or messed up relationships, and to nurture that is just such an important thing. And just to applaud you for that. Mm-hmm. Tell me, Jonathan, a little bit about, you know, athletics, and you've been involved with high school and college level athletics and now the pro athletics, which means you're around a lot of people who are highly motivated and highly skilled in their athletic prowess, you know, in their physical body and their skills and so on. Tell me a bit about how personal discipline comes into play here. I'd be interested even, John, about any personal disciplines you have with, be they physical or mental, spiritual, time management, whatever. What are some of the disciplines that you have in your life that helps you to deal with daily challenges or some of the things that come your way? Tell me a little bit about self-discipline.
Yeah, there's a couple of things that I've really been, especially in the last few years, is the importance of physical fitness. You know, the older that I get, I can't just go out and just, as a 25-year-old, I could just go out and play, or 18-year-old, I could just go and just do whatever I wanted athletically, just go out and play and have fun. But realizing is that the importance of the consistency. So now, actually, I do CrossFit. I work out at 5:30 in the morning, 3 days a week, and getting that time in first thing out today has been so significant for me. So this, I'm going in my third year of doing that. And again, having that consistency every week having a consistent time where I know there's not a lot going on at 5:30 in the morning. So I know that the reality is that there's not going to be other conflicts. And so as a family, sort of, as a father of three, as a husband, involved in other people's lives as well, I needed to find a time where it could be every week. I know I could train at those times. A couple of things that I've really been intentional with in time management are a couple of things. I call it my first 30, is that just setting the tone for the day. So my first 30 minutes of every workday. So it's a time of, I do a brief moment of journaling, of gratitude. So what are the three things that I'm grateful for today? I do a moment, a time of prayer, and then a time of reading in the scriptures, in the Bible. And so those are sort of my first 30. Like I said, it's something I have to do every day. Just it sets me up to be successful for that day. And then another thing that I use is called my rule of 90. And that is basically throughout the day, as things come up, inundated with text messages, phone calls, or that kind of stuff, as things come and go, if I don't write it down, I'll forget it. But I have this rule of 90. And what is, if I can do something in 90 seconds or less, I get it done right then. Hmm. And that allows me to continue not only building momentum for the day and building confidence. Hey, I've accomplished five things today. It only took me 2 minutes or 3 minutes, but I've still been able to build some confidence and some momentum into the day to accomplish the other tasks that I want to get done. So that rule of 90 has been helpful in that regard, just again, just to get in some of those quick little wins into the day.
So that rule of 90 things you're mentioning may help you with managing distractions, which seems to be a huge issue that a lot of us have these days.
Yeah, absolutely. Cell phones are very distracting, to say the least.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, that's awesome. You got some great, great suggestions there. And I think we can, folks in all walks of life can learn from athletic style disciplines or people who are, you know, professional, whatever, musicians, things like this, who have some sort of a regimen or have some sort of a ritual or a routine. And your 5:30 in the morning, 3 days a week is one aspect of that. And I think that will helps people to have something foundational to hang on to help us to deal with challenges in life. I'm sorry. Go ahead, John.
I'm just thinking, in addition to that, you know, a lot of times when we have these consistencies, what I've learned, and I see that with the pro athletes that I work with, the intentionality that they have, people say, well, it's just willpower. It's just a lot of times that willpower will wane. It'll struggle. And what I've found is the power of why, is understanding what is that one thing that is driving you. What's that intrinsic motivator that's at your core, at your heart, that is pushing you and driving you. And that is something for me that I've been able, by identifying that one thing, like either with the physical fitness, you know, I want to be able to throw a baseball or a football. I want to be able to kick a soccer ball with my girls and my kids. Mm-hmm. And so for me to be able to do that, that's my motivation to be able to do that. I need to be physically active.
Yeah. The power of why is that emotional charge that you have to have. So give me your you mentioned two or three things there as possibilities, but what's your overriding power of why? What really drives you, Jonathan? What's your emotional connection here?
Yeah, the thing that I'm really driven by is love. Mm-hmm. You know, that's the idea of that I am fully loved, and that because I have the freedom to fully love others, whether it's in my marriage with Rachel or to my three girls or the pro athletes that I'm investing in, is that is really, and out of that love, you see development, you see growth. It's the willingness to speak truth into people's lives, even when they may not want it, or as far as it may not be something that they're wanting to hear. It's just like, hey man, because I care about you, let me speak some truth into your life. Because I care about you, and because of that relationship, because of that friendship that I have with that individual, they're willing to hear those truths. Just like a coach, players don't want to hear that they're doing something wrong as an athlete. But a good coach is able to step into that relationship with that player and speak some truth and say, hey, here's some things that you can do to get better, to improve, to be a better professional, to increase your consistency as an athlete. And it may not always be something you want to hear as an athlete, but it's imperative that you hear it to continue to develop and grow as an athlete.
Awesome. Well, it sounds like also out of that big why, that power of loving others, is also leading you in a pathway to look to serve folks in the athletic community who face a particular challenge that they have. All folks have it to some degree or another, but I think it may be more magnified in the world of sport. That is, what do you do after you can't compete at a high level in terms of your athletic world anymore, this type of thing? And how is your personal identity wrapped up into your sport? Other people could have this aspect in, say, in their job or their hobby or something. What do you do when you can't do, you know, your what you love or what you're used to doing? And you seem like you have a, you've spoken about a particular calling you have to help people find a pathway here, and you're working on a project called called Shift. Get Your Shift Together is a project that you're working on. Tell us a little bit about what your calling is to help serve folks' life after their sport is over.
Yeah, so as pro athletes, their dream since they were 5, 6 years old is to be a professional soccer player. So that's the arena that I'm in. And so the thought of doing something else is completely foreign. Like the idea or the thought of playing another sport or doing another job is like, why would I even think about that? So as a 22 to 25 year old pro athlete, they're not thinking about anything else. There's a sense of, I want to be a good professional. I want to be intentional to get better and to be as well as an athlete. So even having the inkling or the thought of coaching when they're done playing or going into marketing or any other job is not even a fleeting thought. And so when their careers do come to an end, a lot of times there's this struggle. There's this difficult moment of time for these athletes going, I don't know what to do. I don't know who I am, because my whole life has been locked up in this sport as a pro athlete. I'm not sure what this next step can be. So
just to interject for just a second there, I think it's pretty common for us to hear stories about well-known athletes in any sport who have, you know, ended up, messed up marriages, messed in jail, blowing all their millions of dollars, all kinds of stuff happening. We hear those stories and those come to the forefront. And what I'm hearing you say is that that doesn't have to be that if you do some, that you're here to step into that gap there. So go on.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and that's something that what I've learned is that, like I said, with Shift, the Shift is actually, it's an acronym. The S is Start Now. And that's basically, it's a time of an evaluation. Like a coach would do with the team, is that you're just taking and bringing all the resources, pulling all the things that you've experienced as an athlete, travel all over the world, training, some of the self-discipline, successes, failures, lessons learned, all those things, sort of putting everything together. The H is your heart. And that's what we talk about as far as your why, your core. What is it that's driving? It's going to be a driving force for you now, but also can be a driving force for this next phase in your life. The I in Shift is imagine the future. What could that, just dream a little bit. What could that future look like for you? What is something in your past that maybe you've experienced or something you've done, or even just something that you've even thought about randomly that you're like, hey, I think I could do that. So just beginning to open up those brainwaves and thinking about those things. The F is focus. That's really the goal setting phase. So now that you've imagined the future, what are some of the goals that you need to put into place to be able to make that imagination of that future become a reality? So having those goals. And then the T is take action. So of those goals, like chunking it down into little bite-sized chunks, what's something that I can do today that will allow me to get that much closer to those goals? And so it's helping athletes work through that process to begin to prepare for life after playing professionally.
Give me an example of how you may have been helpful to someone in this process, how you've spoken to someone's life and maybe helped with this shift process with perhaps in your own life or someone you're working with. Tell us a story.
Yeah. So one of the guys that I've been working with, we journeyed through this process for about a year, actually. It was a long, he was going through a lot of emotional, other issues. There was an injury involved and stuff. But one of the things that he said when early on in our stage is that he was like, I don't think anything that I've ever done could help me in playing and doing something after playing professionally. And I just started talking about some of his characteristics. I just said, hey, what are some of the things that you value from your teammates? And he goes, well, I want about team first. Like, oh, that's good. Good. What are some things that you do naturally because you want to be a good teammate? He says, well, I'm willing to sacrifice for my teammates. I'm like, oh, that's great. he started listing all these different character skills that he has developed as a philosopher. Team first, he's team focused, willingness to sacrifice for other people, his desire to pursue excellence. He started, again, listing off these character skills that he has cultivated and developed. And I go, all those skills are transferable into a sales job or into marketing or into any other environment outside of playing professionally. And those are extremely valuable character traits that you can bring to the table for a company. Mm-hmm. And it was almost like a light bulb went off in his head. It was like, oh my gosh, I've never even thought about that. That's just something that as a pro athlete, because of my craft that I want to do and I'm pursuing, I never thought that I actually could take those same skills and superimpose them into another arena. It was awesome. It's one of those things where he's like, I have no worth. I have no value because I'm no longer playing professional golf. And his light bulb switched off and goes, oh, I can bring value to another team. I can use my ability to be willing to sacrifice for my teammates within a marketing firm. He's like, oh my gosh, that's brilliant. And so that was a really significant, like I said, for him, a really good shift that took place in his mind, but also in his heart to begin to open up his eyes and say, I do have value and significance. And what I've learned as a pro athlete is very transferable to other arenas and other vocations.
It seemed like that in this particular case, you were able to be a person, and this may be a need that's out there for people to have someone to reflect back with them on, to help give them a perspective beyond themselves and perhaps to develop tools or other ways people can gain an assessment of what their value is beyond what they see right in front of their face, their soccer skills or what have you. And that's sound like that's what you're working on. And so you're working on a book or resources of some sort to help people in this process. Do you think there's a big need out there for this?
Oh, it's significant. Like you said, you can't watch ESPN or any other sport outlets and not hear about athletes that have, gone through bankruptcy or struggling in their marriages or just struggling with mental health or depression. It's commonplace, but it's now just starting to be talked about, which is a great thing. Mm-hmm. And so I'm excited about, being able at the forefront of this need that is out there and be able to help.
That's awesome. Well, if people want to find out more about your SHIFT program or more about you, Jonathan, how can they do that and to get connected to what you're working on these days?
Yep. You can connect with me on our website, jonathanvanhorn.com, as well as on LinkedIn. LinkedIn is another place where I blog and post other articles as well. And that's just Jonathan Van Horn, and I'm in North Carolina. So there's a couple of other Jonathan Van Horns out there, but yeah.
Awesome. Well, it's been a pleasure to have you with us today on Pathway to Promise, and we've learned a lot today about how the integration of faith on the competition and these types of things can help people gain a new shift in their life, to shift from an understanding of that there is life after where they're at. They can have a new identity that has value to add. So we thank you, Jonathan, for being with us today on Pathway to Promise. Awesome conversation I was able to have with Jonathan Van Horn from the program called SHIFT. Get your shift together, jonathanvanhorn.com. We'll make connections to that in our show notes, and you can find out more about that program. And I think you heard his passion for life transformation, which is what we are all about here at the Pathway to Promise, Pathway to Promise podcast. Just a couple of takeaways from our conversation with Jonathan that I think are important for us to get a hold of. He talked about the importance of competition. It helps develop and cultivate character, and how sports is really good for that, and how there's a bold action that needs to be taken in order to step out in faith to challenge yourself and to find greatness when you take a bold action of stepping out into faith. He talked about the importance of leadership and did the daily challenge of leadership. He talks about drawing on a higher power of his faith in God and that transformative faith to know that he is loved and accepted, and that helps him be loving and accepting to others, and to know and to love others, and helps him in that. He talked about the power of loving relationships with his father and his wife, and how that support helps drive him forward and fuels his life in some positive areas. He talked about personal discipline. In particular, I hope you picked up on a couple things that you may find helpful. His process called the First 30, which is a process of 30 minutes in the morning of journaling, gratitude, prayer, scripture reading, and his process to start the day well. first 30, and then his rule of 90, which is if you can do things in 90 seconds or less, do them right then and help you get some quick wins. The process here is about consistency and intentionality and being driven by the power of why, which helps you to overcome other negative things in your life, and about the importance to speaking truth and to others. His mission to serving athletes I thought was really fascinating. I hope you picked up on the shift process that he had, the S for shift, which is start with the big, to start now, the H in the word shift, what's your heart about, and what is your big why. The I in the word shift is to imagine a future that's better than your present, and the F in the word shift, to focus on goal setting, and then the T, to take action. And I think you can find those things helpful. Some great takeaways. I commend Jonathan to you. We'll have connections to his website on our website, which his website is jonathanvanhorn.com. And we'll connect to that, link to that on our website, pathwaypromise.com, where you can find out more about me, Dr. Brad Miller, and my history, what I'm about, 40 years in ministry, doctoral degree in transformational leadership. I am passionate about life change, helping people overcome adversity to achieve your promised life of peace, prosperity, and purpose. You can find there on pathwaypromise.com. You can find back episodes of the podcast, great teachings from some great leaders to help you overcome adversity in your life. And we have a free gift for you there, the 4-Minute Life Planning Guide, which will be helpful to you. Go there and check it out. We're here to be helpful to you, so join us each time when we have a new episode of the Pathway to Promise podcast. We look forward to being helpful to you. Until next time, this is Dr. Brad Miller encouraging you to keep your promises, because there's power in a promise kept.
Thanks so much for taking the Pathway to Promise with Dr. Brad Miller. As a subscriber, you'll be a vital part of the Pathway to Promise community. Visit us on the web at pathwaypromise.com. Until next time, remember to stay on your Pathway to Promise.